Hello, is Gail Wind in there?
Yeah, this is Gail.
Good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
And we know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
63.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed not including Hispanic or Latino?
White.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Jamie McLeod Skinner.
25.
Then we have Janelle Bynum.
90.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if that May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
And would you say you would definitely vote Janelle Bynum or lean more towards Bynum?
I would definitely vote Bynum.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
Yes. From what I've read in the voter's manual, as well as on TV.
And would you say that is a lot, some, only a little?
That's a lot.
Thank you. And what did you read, see, or hear about Janelle Bynum make you more or less, I'm sorry, let me restart. And did what you read, see, or heard about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to vote for or support her for Congress?
I just like her policies, things I read regarding her policies.
Mm-hmm. So we do have a scaling here. Would you say is somewhat less likely, much less likely, somewhat more like, much more likely, or somewhat more likely? Somewhat more likely. Thank you. And what makes you more likely to support Janelle Bynum for Congress from what you've heard, read, or seen?
I don't have any opinion on that.
Anything that you was highlighted in the news or?
No, I don't. I just like from what I've read and seen.
So you dislike some of her policies you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, I understand you're trying to do this. I'm busy, and I'm just saying she's who I'm voting for, and if we can just move on.
Okay, thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm a moderate.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.